It's time for Let Your Muscle with Lee and Phil.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mature Muscle Podcast episode 20. So 20 is our kind of end of season wrap up, if you like. We're doing this like a kind of a TV show thing. So we've come to the end of our first block, but we are obviously going to carry on with this because we're loving it. How are you doing, Phil?
I'm doing really well, mate. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be the best finale ever.
Yeah. I was just thinking earlier how quickly this, you know, it doesn't seem that long ago since we were sat there thinking about our intro, and now we're here, we are 20 on.
Yeah. So. Well, it was funny because we actually came up with the idea, and I don't think we started doing it for six or several months. It was like you said, should we do it? And then we actually didn't talk about it for like half a year or so. And then it's funny how that happens.
Life gets in the way.
Yeah. Like the weeks pass, like we were saying earlier, weeks pass really quickly. And then all of a sudden, now we've done 20 episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
People are actually listening to it.
Yeah. So the first thing to say is thank you, everyone listening, for listening, because if you weren't, then we wouldn't be doing it. So I hope you're getting quite a bit out of it. We've had some great response and some feedback, which has been awesome. So, you know, I'm assuming that everyone's enjoying it and passing the word. So we're just hit our 2000th download. Which we're really pleased about. So we're looking to the, I don't know what the next target is. Do you know what the next target is offhand?
No idea. In my head, I remember I jokingly said at the start of the year, I'd like to see 10,000 downloads. So that's what I've been focused on. But I think the next one, it might be five. Is it five?
I think it might be five. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Anyway, so what I thought we'd do is we're just going to go through, not line by line. Obviously, we're just going to have a little chat about what we've done and what we've covered. And you know where we're going to head to basically on the next lot. So it's funny because looking back on the intro, it was like 28 minutes, and that felt like it went on forever. But it was a big learning curve for me, especially to record and just feel like I was being performing and recording. It just felt very strange. But
yeah, you never done it, had you? You hadn't done anything.
No, I had. You were a bit new, obviously. You'd done a bit more through your online stuff anyway, but it was a bit of a weird one for me. But yeah, I think it took it to okay after a while. When you start hearing your own voice back, it's a bit of an odd one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we kicked off with some basics, didn't we, with what the fuck is a macro, to bring people into the whole idea of a nutritional deficit, and if they weren't aware of it before. So I like to think that we've kind of hammered that kind of whole thing home now. But I mean, that's not to say we can't revisit it. You know, the fact that you have a daily, you know, energy requirement kind of, which we then deficit into, if you like, chip into. But we can come back to that if we need to. I think it's kind of something we've hammered a lot. So I don't think we need to go into that anyway. But and then of course we got hit by COVID, the lockdown too. The second one, we tried to get people through that without going mad, which was a challenge in itself.
Right, it's interesting now because it's from a gym point of view, it's almost ended. Now there's going to be new challenges for people, and the new challenge is going to be this want to socialize and see friends. If, you know, once everything's free, that's going to be an interest, you know. How do people, that's going to be the people who's listening to their next, and this is the same with goals in general. There's always going to be another problem.
Yeah,
to deal. So when you were in lockdown, it might have been like I'm close to the fridge or I'm bored. Now it's like, hey, there's none of those problems. But now so and so wants me to go out and do a barbecue and this because we've not seen each other or done anything for a year. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe in my head, I'm imagining like you know, everyone has that vision of like everything being let open, and it's like Dublin on New Year's Eve. It isn't going to probably be that extreme, but it's still going to be a lot going on. So that's the we might have to, maybe we can in season two we can talk about how to deal with social events.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, it's all going to be a good info. So we've covered along the route. We've also covered quite a bit about exercise intensity, volume, and we talked about some periodization as well. So there's so much more we could dive into on that. We could really do a whole podcast about each of those, about the intensity of training and volume.
I hope so. Is there not going to be much for season two, three, four, five? Yeah. Otherwise, this is it. This is just us pretending we're having a break, but really we're just going to wrap it up and retire. No, it's certainly everything we've covered, we could obviously go down, you know, several layers deep on all of them. So, yeah, that's, you know,
the content. So what I want to say really is if you're listening to this now and you're thinking, oh yeah, you covered that well, but I really want to know a bit more, then please feel to, you know, drop us a line. If there's something you we've touched on that you wanted to know more about, otherwise we'll just pick something which we think is important. But if there's something niggling at you out there that you think, no, I really enjoyed that, but I want a bit more depth, then please let us know. So what we've been trying to do along this little journey of ours is to get somebody in and interview them roughly once a month. So I think we kicked that off with our first one in December, which was with Joey Ball, who is the international athlete. She's a personal trainer herself. So she was a competitive athlete and now she's a personal trainer. She went down very well, especially with the ladies. So she was a treat. We're going to try and get her back maybe at some point if there's a demand, which I'm sure there will be, for another chat and maybe a bit more of a deep dive on the hormonal side, because that seemed to be something really interesting to look at for men and women, actually, but especially for women. So that's kind of, we're going to follow that kind of thing into season two as well. We're going to try and get somebody relevant along with us every month at least for a good chat. So again, this is our chance to put it out there. If there's somebody you think you'd like to chat to, or us to chat to even, or you'd like to know more about, then drop us a message and we'll see if we can get someone with some expertise to talk to us about it. Then we had the new year and the classic New Year's resolutions, which happens every year. And we kind of...
Yeah, I wonder how many people are still doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's sick to death of it, but we see it every year, and it'll actually be quite refreshing now to go back into a gym and see a gym full of people. Because we've been on our own far too long. Are you looking forward to get back in there? I bet you're really looking forward to it.
I can't wait. To be doing on my Instagram stories and stuff, like almost like a countdown. I think I've got five sessions, one more to do this week. I'll probably do three to four next week, and then it opens on the Monday. So I'm looking forward to Monday in general. I'm going to take the day off. I think I'm going to have a haircut, get my beard trimmed, and then go to the gym. Going to have a man day.
That's a proper man day.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it because, for those of us who have got more ambitious goals or just like variety or just want to, the thing about working in my home gym, because I haven't kitted it out, so this won't be just, I'm not saying home gyms in general, but for me, I can't work that hard. And I've missed like putting weight on the kind of weight on the bar that makes me nauseous with fear. quite frankly. So that's what I'm looking for. I like the atmosphere of being around people training hard, and it kind of goes along with just getting out the house, because I work from home as well. I'm in all day. There's nowhere to go but the shops and stuff. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting out. And
it's just very different being on your own. And then we started back at my place this week. From Monday, we're allowed to train outside. So the people have been literally coming to us and standing outside with us in the cold and in the dark, just because they can be with other people. That just shows you what it's all about. So we kicked that off this week with small groups, just training together. Surprisingly, you're allowed quite a few if it's a sporting event, sporting kind of thing. So and just been body weight, just getting them doing squats, lunges, press ups, and just running around, and they've been loving it. So
it's how many of them have come back and not done anything at home?
Well, it's interesting because we had, I think, of the eight we had, and I had 11. I'd say about a third of them had done nothing at all.
Right.
So they were in for a rude awakening.
Yeah.
Because even though we kept it, even though we kept it basic, it was still, they could still see they were in pain.
Yeah, you don't have to.
and they're gonna be in pain.
Yeah, if you've not done anything for 6 months, you don't have to do a lot to be sore.
Yeah, the dreaded DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. There was a lot of that about.
That's what you get. It's what you get for being slack.
Yeah. And then carrying through to January, we did our second interview, which was with Greg White, Professor Greg White,
and that was the most popular so far.
Popular one. Well, actually, that's not quite true. Believe it or not, the What the Fuck Is a Macro is now is first.
After I guess that actually has had quite a few more weeks before, I guess.
Yeah, but certainly the most popular. It was the most popular quickest. So I think me and you discussed this just before. I had a chat with Greg, and he's going to come back on, which is great. And we're also, another popular one was Andy Lane, Professor Andy Lane. So we're going to have two professors and us, mate. We're going to be out of our depth a little bit. We're going to have to do some homework.
Yeah, or we're just not going to say it. It's going to be like not even our podcast that week. We're just hosting it and that's it.
What was the thing you took away mostly from that? I think there was a lot of info from Greg White.
It's so much. I need to listen. Yeah. I mean, I must be honest. I've not listened back to any of the. I've not listened back to a single episode yet.
Because have you?
I've not. I just. I did it first, and it's here for sound quality. But no, I'm too busy going through fan mail to do it. No, I honestly haven't. Not because I don't want to, because of it. And the ones when it's just you and I don't feel the need because we talk about stuff we are. But I definitely will need to go back. I mean, I'll be brutally honest. I need to go back through. Definitely go through Greg White's. And the one with Andy Lane. I've been obviously sending loads of clients to those podcast episodes because we covered so much stuff. What's your best take, your biggest takeaway from the Greg White one? I'm still just in awe of what the some of the stuff his clients do. From a human being point of view, like crazy some of the stuff they do.
I think I just picked up quite a bit about Andy touched on this as well, is allowing yourself to fail and not give yourself a hard time over it. I think that's one of the best things we took away from both of those, actually, because they both said the same thing, is that just appreciate that you are a human being and that you're not going to get it right all the time. And rather than flog yourself for it, you know, just accept it and just move on and just set yourself a goal. I mean, it's something the good thing is, we said this before, is all of the stuff that we spoke about in the White Answer episode 9 was exactly what we'd been saying before. So we were both saying, we had a big smile on our face when Andy and Greg were both talking, because it just backed up our own suggestions and thoughts. So
yeah, that makes me really happy, because when you've got guys who are on the show who are legitimate experts, they lecture, they write, you know, all this, they're experts, and they're saying stuff that you say to your own clients, it's reassuring to be like, hey, like, you know, because it's very easy to learn I mean what the basics of science of, you know, fitness is quite you should know that as a trainer. But when we were talking to Andy Lane, thinking, right, you know, you and I are not qualified psychologists.
No,
but you know, you've done it for 20 odd years. I've done it for 16 years. You obviously do pick up quite a lot about, and it was nice. It was very refreshing to be like, all right, he's like, there's a guy who's, you know, an expert in this, kind of saying that I'm on the right track, the best I can be. So that was really good. And hopefully that'll be the same for people listening. They might be thinking, oh, that's what I do. Or they'll be thinking, I didn't think of that. And they'll do it.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah. And also on the subject of the you know, obesity epidemic, you know, Greg had a lot of really interesting points about that as well, which I really liked, because again, you know, he kind of backed up what my thought is, and I thought I was maybe being a bit harsh, but you know, he pretty much backed up that, you know, you can't it's got to be called out for what it is. You can't, you know, that obviously you don't fat shame. I'm not suggesting you ever do that. You don't call someone out individually, but you have to be able to call out something for what it is. And if we have got an obesity problem, which we have, with 28% of people in the UK obese, then we have got a problem and it needs to be addressed. So that was good talking to him. Hopefully we can delve into some of these things a little bit deeper with him as well. We did an hour and a quarter, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that was our longest one, I think.
Could have done fucking hours. That's the thing.
We could have done hours, yeah. I mean, he was just such a you know, massive information, which he wanted to delve into it a lot more anyway. And that's a lot of the feedback we had as well, is that, you know, we wanted to hear more kind of thing, and that's good. So after the White Answer interview we had, we had a little bit of time spending looking at refeeds and calorie cycling, all that kind of thing. That all went down well as well.
I've got a question for listeners. If they've tried doing any of the refeeds, they've tried any of these things, I would be interested to hear their experience. That goes with anything we've actually talked about. I'd be very, you know, in the Facebook group, if you've listened to an episode and thought, I'll try that and it's benefited you, it'll be interesting to hear what people's experiences are, what they've actually got from the podcast. That'd be cool, super cool to hear.
Yeah, some real life stories kind of thing.
Yeah, some case studies almost. That'd be really good.
Yeah, brilliant. One of the ones I enjoyed quite a lot myself was the one we did. After the refeeds and calories, we did something about the aging and strength training. That's something I've always been fascinated about, because obviously, it's, you know, you hear more and more about it now, whereas it used to be almost like, you know, strength training might just be, you know, a little bit of squatting, body weight stuff, but there's a lot more people now actually lifting heavily, you know, lifting decent weights.
That's quite niche as well, isn't it? Like strength training is reserved for like athletes and bodybuilders and not like the general public. And now it's so like, it's good to see, you know, everyone, hopefully more people doing it. Yeah. Again, I'd be interested to hear if anyone who's listened to us, who maybe came into the podcast, maybe focusing more on aerobic training because they cycle or they do sports and then now they've realized they need to do some strength training. I'd love to hear like how people have improved their performance. And just gonna go over the same point again, like general feedback would be super cool.
People
have benefited because it shows what we're talking about. Well,
I've got a little personal story about it because I trained an Ironman a little while ago in some basic strength training, but recently there was a guy, Andy, who I took on, who's been training now with me for 4 months. And he'd not done any kind of strength training before, but because he'd done, you know, obviously a good level of swimming, a good level of running, a good level of cycling. He was a pretty strong guy anyway. But as soon as we started switching those, the muscle fibers a little bit, he just hit a new level. So, you know, it works for everyone. So anybody out there kind of thinking, no, maybe it's not for my sport. I don't think there's a single sport that couldn't be improved by a bit of strength and conditioning like that.
No, I do agree. So there's a
grade they use where they do a max effort for an hour basically, and he smashed that out of the park. So I discussed that briefly last time, but it was self-evident that was the only thing he changed from last year to this year.
Yeah, that's good.
So the training program otherwise was exactly the same, but you know, there was a marked difference in improvement, so that's all good.
Yeah, perfect. That's good. I'd like to hear that. It's good.
Yeah, so yeah, we did, and then we touched on some cardio, about the type that's best for people, duration, intensity. We went into that quite a bit, so that, I think that was a good one as well. I mean, I'm pretty happy with the content that we've done. I think it's covered most things so far. The is there anything you can think of we've missed? I don't think anything jumps out to me. Anything you've kind of thought? Oh, you know what?
No, not on a basic level. Like, I feel like we've done a really good job in this first season of being very kind of ticking off a lot of boxes and being quite broad in general. Obviously there's scope for going deeper, like we said, but I think in general, I can't think of anything we've missed. We've done injuries, cardio, we've hit diet, refeeds. We've talked about, you know, psychology. We've had experts on, we've talked about kids, and that conversation from last week, I thought went completely different now how I thought it was going to go. And I thought it was even better talking about more from the perspective of children. So
it was a bit more general chat as well.
Yeah.
I think, you know, there's no reason why you can't combine those kind of things. I mean,
I can't think of anything. I mean, we could, it may be in season to go into some more specific stuff, but I think, like I said, as a whole, I can't think we've missed any like kind of fundamentals. Like, you know, we've covered nutrition, training, periodization, all these things. So I think we've done a good, there's me patting us on the back. We've done a great job in season one. But yeah, I feel like I can't think of anything we've missed. If anyone thinks we have missed something, feel free to let us know. Yeah, because sometimes you're too close to it to see.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And we did, after Andy Lane, we've already talked about Andy Lane. So that was a good one. That was in mid-Feb sometime. And then we did myth busting. That's not the easiest thing to say, actually. So but there's so many of those. We're going to come back to that. So that's why we call it myth busting one. So
What's it called?
Myth busting.
You sound like Mike Tyson.
Myth busting. Yeah. I didn't realize that was such a tongue twister.
Yeah, I'm not going to try it.
So yeah, that stuff that you just see, you know, and there'll be a load of people when they go back to the gym this time.
I got a new myth, actually. Someone asked me yesterday. He asked me if fat burners and protein will make his hair fall out. And I was like, only if they've been laced with steroids. Like,
where's that come from?
I don't know. I've never heard that before. I've heard the worry about hair loss, but I've never heard it specific to over-the-counter just protein shakes and fat burners. But
no,
that was an interesting one.
I think he's probably just got a coincidence there, and he's looking for something to blame it on.
I think he's just started, so maybe I think he's early 30s and already thinning. Probably thinking, please don't, like, I don't want to make it any worse, basically. So no, that was an interesting one. Someone asked me that yesterday in one of the Facebook groups, so I do.
On that subject, there's quite, do you remember a few years ago now, there was a supplement company done for putting powdered Dynabol into their supplement, into their
mass builder.
Do you remember that?
Well, this has actually come out recently. none of the companies were, anyway, it wasn't steroids, but none of the companies were English. From what I could see, I think they were all American, but there was something like 15 companies in America. Don't quote me, it was several. And in that kind of, in those 10, 15 supplements, which are mostly like pre-workouts, fat burners, that kind of thing, 9 or 10 illegal banned substances were found, like, you know, pretty much mostly stimulants, DMA, that kind of thing. And they'd, yeah, so it does happen still. Yeah. I haven't heard of supplements actually being getting caught for a long time. I remember that what you were talking about with steroids, but definitely with things like fat burners containing ephedrine and things that really shouldn't be in there. Happens.
Yeah, well, what they did was, just to be clear, they in case somebody's out there thinking, what the hell is he talking about? Dianabol, what's Dianabol? Dianabol is basically an oral steroid that they stopped making in the 70s, but it's still on the black market, so you can still buy it. And what they'd done is basically bought the raw powder from China or wherever they were making it, and they put it into their supplement, and they released it in the first batch. So the idea was that you bought this product, you grew like a weed, and you thought, wow, this stuff's amazing. You kept buying it for life. But of course, then after the first batch, it wasn't in there.
That is, I mean,
it was sneaky.
I could say it's genius marketing, but that kind of thing. I'd be interested to see how often that happens, because, you know, for a lot of times it seems like, you know, a lot of people don't get caught doing it. That was only about a week ago that someone posted it in a Facebook group I'm in, and there was a lot of supplements have been, loads of stuff have been added. It was mostly stimulants.
Yeah, yeah.
Earning purposes and energy.
Well, yeah, so let's face it, you're looking for that with the old pre-workouts, aren't you? Yeah, if you don't get a response on the pre-workout, you're looking a bit disappointed.
Yeah, of course. And the problem is they're all pretty much the same. So I guess if you want to stand out, add something that's banned. So yeah. What else have we done?
We did injuries. So we covered some injuries, the management, prevention and recovery from injuries, which...
That's one I think we can go into in more detail. And I've got a friend who I want to bring on to interview who can't at the moment because she's got some health stuff going on, but definitely in the future. And she's got, I might even put it in the notes, she's got a great book for those who have, she's the one that's looking after my shoulder, and now I've got the MRI, I can have a bit more specific therapy, but that's something I think we could go into more.
I think you're right.
We covered injuries, but we can cover treatments, chiropractic, you know, ART, Graston, acupuncture, that kind of thing. So that's what I'll try and get Heather in, my friend Heather, but if she's got some quite serious health stuff in her, and her energy is quite low, but I would love to have her on. At some point we'll have her on, but if not, we'll get someone else, because I know several, you know, you and I both probably know several good therapists, but I think that's something we could definitely dive into a bit more.
And just talk about things like the prevention side of it. What is it you can do that, you know, that's going to stop in the first place? That's something I think a lot of people would be interested in doing.
Yeah. And actually, like, maybe, I've, you know, from last week's episode, Gareth, who's, you know, we had on from Canada, who, the first course, no, actually, maybe goes on spinning first. The second course I ever did with him was Pilates. He still teaches it. He's very good at it. So him, actually, he's a very good instructor for like Pilates and talking about like postural stuff. So maybe have someone like him back on as well to dive into stuff, which quite frankly, I find boring. So although I know it, I don't know if I want to talk about it extensively.
This is the thing, because you can't just go for the sexy stuff, can you? As much as it's tempting to.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to cover the things that, you know, are important, but
And there's a lot of stuff that I don't find sexy that I've decided over the years to not bother worrying about. And I'd rather, like, I'll refer out if I need to. So I know them, but if we're going to do an episode on it, I'd rather have somebody who is still like, their passion and heart and soul, and they're still like learning, like they're up to date with the knowledge on certain things. So like therapies and stuff, you know, same as I did the ART therapy, I've done Pilates. I wouldn't want to sit and talk about it because there's people better to talk about it than me. So we can definitely delve into that much, much deeper, which will help. Hopefully have people avoid it, because then you won't end up with situations like my shoulder, basically.
Yeah, well, I've got another lineup, hopefully, which is going to come off. I'm not going to say who it is yet, but it's a bit of a celebrity, and he's on something at the moment, which is why he's not done it so far, because he's not allowed to actually do anything.
Is he not? Is that the reason? Yeah. He's like contracted at the moment.
To be just on one thing, kind of thing. So he can't do anything. So. Hopefully he's not going to give me the cold shoulder after all this.
It's not Mr. Motivator, is it?
Is he still going, that bloke?
I don't know, but we should try and get some nostalgia or like someone like Mr. Motivator or some people. Well, actually, the guy you won't give it away, but who you're talking about, I guess, will be for a lot of people who listen that are our age, that'll be quite nostalgic for a lot of them, actually. So he'll be a good one if we can still get it. And we've got something we haven't covered, which we are going to have a guest on for, is we haven't covered eating disorders and stuff, because quite frankly, you and I probably aren't the best to talk about it, but we do have someone lined up.
Yeah,
because that'll be a super, it's a interesting topic. And it's relevant, you know, a lot of people have eating disorders. So that would be certainly something that we've
got. And people can go through times when they're not just necessarily got an actual diagnosed eating disorder. They just go off the rails a little bit and they overeat massively, like a binge.
Yeah.
I mean, this happens with men and women, but you know, there's almost like you just go off the rails and you just to make yourself feel better, you just fill your face with food. And I've actually done it. I mean,
I've been super guilty of it in the past, which is why I'm so like, have a lot of empathy for those who, and I look, I think that was something when you grow up kind of wanting to eat and be like a bodybuilder, and then like you realize you're never going to be, you haven't got the attitude of a professional. So you're kind of always torn between like, do I act? And that's how I was very much guilty of that kind of all or nothing mentality that I often talk about. It's easy to do. And a lot of people listen to this probably, you know, end up like it just because the information out there is quite poor.
Yeah.
So they end up with this kind of fear of like, I saw the other day that fucking thing came up. Someone was talking about it where there was that stuff, that article where they were saying that like eating one or two eggs a day was the equivalent of 5 cigarettes, that kind of bullshit. So it's so easy to end up with a poor relationship with food because there's so much food that's demonized.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think having someone on to talk about that would be super cool. Definitely.
Yeah, no, that's good. We've got someone lined up potentially to do that on the male side, but we need on the male side, but we want to get someone in.
I definitely want to get someone on. I've got my ideas on someone to come on and talk about hormones in men and some, and we could probably do this for women as well, but I don't know if we can find somebody to cover both, but it probably need to be separate episodes just to cover like TRT, like testosterone replacement, and just, you know, because obviously a lot of the guys going into their 50s and 60s might start to be low on testosterone, and women go through the menopause and stuff. So that will be super interesting for either trying to optimize hormones naturally with food and exercise and those kind of things, or if you can't get them in the right range, which often you can't, you know, what do you need to know, and what can you go to the doctors and ask them about? So that's something else we haven't covered in. And again, I know quite a bit, and so do you, but I wouldn't cover that. We could probably do an intro to it.
Yeah.
But I definitely would have it. I would definitely would like a medical doctor on for something, an actual doctor to come on and be like, talk about it. It would be super cool. So that I'll have a look at that as well.
I was trying to find I've got one of my clients is a doctor, one of the guys I train, but he's a GP, so he's not a specialist. So I asked him if he would have anyone like an osteo specialist, you know, an orthopedic surgeon or someone like that who's an expert on joints. And his response made me laugh. He said none of them would help. They're all too full of themselves.
Interesting.
So yeah, all the ones he knew were all a bit kind of like, now what podcast? No. They just wouldn't be interested, he said. But so maybe we can find someone who's a little bit more friendly.
Yeah, that's definitely, there's some good stuff that we've got that we haven't covered. Like, to go back to your question of what have we not covered? Clearly we haven't covered everything, and what we covered could be done in greater detail. One of the ones I liked actually, one of the topics I was like talking about is when we talked about like the stalling and plateauing, the how to like, you know, just most people probably find that more boring. I don't know, but just understanding the ability that you have to track stuff and you have to understand how to assess it in order to not get struck down by the dreaded plateau, as I call it. I think that was a super important, it's not sexy, but it's super important because the matter, I mean, I probably speak to about 5 or 6 guys a week on the phone, sometimes more. And it's pretty much always the case is they either can't get started or they don't have the motivation or they've reached a certain point and then they just can't get past it. And often that point is nowhere near where they want to be. That's the point.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty cool episode.
Yeah. I mean, that's something personally I'm quite interested in because, you know, there's been times when I have someone who I've been training and for whatever reason, even though their progress is steady and slow, but it's moving in the right direction, they'll just fall off the wagon for some reason. And it's then trying to get them back on. And sometimes it's, you know, you put a proposal forward, like this is how you fix it. And it just almost falls on deaf ears. So I personally need to know and learn how you get around some of these things. So, yeah, I mean, I thought that was
a lot of that psychology as well, I guess, isn't it? You
know? Exactly. I mean, I'm even thinking about doing just going the whole hog and doing going back to Open University and doing exercise psychology.
I mean, yeah, I did look at it myself actually a couple of times. I was like, I'm so busy, but no, it would be a good, wouldn't be a bad thing to do if you really want to understand people. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Although what I was thinking about doing personally is in my program is actually at some point, I actually think I might just hire someone to have alongside me, like another coach.
Yeah.
So when they come in, they'd have me doing, that's the goal long-term for the business is to have several coaches. And when you come in, you don't just have me doing this. You'd have, you know, an expert for several different things, which I think is a good way to go. Because it's just so like people's problems are so, there's so complex. Many things. Yeah. It's so complex. And there's so many things that there's so many different reasons why people fall off.
So that stalling and plateauing, we'd covered the issues with obesity and COVID week before that as well. Well, yeah, before that on episode 17, that was a bit of a scary one when you looked at the chances of hospitalization was so much higher if you were obese and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I mean, it's really relevant at the moment. So
yeah, well, we also covered supplements, which is a pretty good one because I just had 150 pounds of supplements delivered actually literally just before we pressed record. So there's definitely supplements worth spending your money on. And we covered that. I think that's important because a lot of people listening, or a lot of people in fitness think that it's often the first, you know, you probably found the same, you know, we've all had somebody come up to us. So those of us that work in fitness had someone come up to us in the gym and say, you know, what shake should I get? What protein shake or what fat burning supplement should I get? And you think to yourself, I can tell you're either eating shit or you're not training hard. Yeah, you can tell that's the wrong question. Yeah, but they do have their place. Like I've just bought one that's for cardiovascular health. And my blood pressure is always slightly high. Like even when I was exercising, when I was doing fitness training, like spinning and body combat, I was doing like probably about 4 or 5 sessions a day. And then when I got diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, you know, I was in hospital quite a bit and they test your blood pressure. And I was always like, it's always a little bit high. When I say high, it's like 5 points. But right. I brought myself a supplement that's meant to bring that down. It's very well researched. We'll inform everyone how, if it's worked or not, so it'd be interesting. So yeah, that was, I was always like talking about supplements actually. I think
I've had that, like carrying on from what you said about the amount of times I must have had someone come up to me and say, what protein powder do you use? Like that is the holy grail and answer to everything. It's just it's always a bit shocking, but I think it's because often people just want the quick answer.
That's always, isn't it? What's the magic
ingredient here? It must be the protein, you know?
Yeah. Same as everything, right? If we could all achieve our goals by just taking a pill.
Yeah, exactly.
I always joke that, like, you know, you will find the same as well. You know, people will contact you about your services and you'll always get someone say, that's too expensive. I always laugh. I think if I developed a magic pill, there'll be people that probably remortgage their house to pay for stuff like that because they just want the ease of it.
Yeah.
And that's why supplement companies do so well. They play on that, you know, that on the insecurities and most people wanting results yesterday.
I saw this in on a magazine somewhere a couple of weeks ago or somewhere, and it was just a little ad and it said it's a guy training. It was just, my prices are based on my talent, not on your budget. And I thought that was, even though it's outwardly, it sounds a bit egocentric and a bit kind of like, check me out, I'm amazing, I'm worth every penny. But half of my problem when I was starting out was I felt a bit embarrassed about asking for the money. You know what I mean? That whole side of it just felt awkward.
Yeah. That is typical in people that have businesses that sell stuff, but you aren't the salesperson, but you're doing the sales role, you know, in the same as I do all over the phone. And it took me a long time to be able to just say the price for not almost feeling guilty.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, and then you like, you know, you'll spend an hour on the phone with someone who says, like, I've had guys tell me they spent £2,000-£3,000 on suits that went to the charity shop and never worn. Or I had a guy recently was like, you know, we do about £300 or £400 a month on takeaway, stuff like that. And then you start to realize that, you know, the price is the price, man. Like
if you don't value it then you're probably not going to stick to it. That's the way I look at it. So if someone just, you know, just balks a reasonable amount of money like that for something that's so important,
mate, there's always going to be people that drive Toyotas and there's always going to be people that drive Lamborghinis. Like, and that is just the way it is. And you know, and the thing is, you know, you and I both, I don't know what you charge, I don't know what I charge, but neither of us are charging like life-changing sums of money. So really it's down to, like, you know, what we charge probably is not much more than somebody having like a nice holiday or going out a few times, you know, going out to eat a few times a month. So it's just, if people want to fix the problem, they'll find the money.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. But it's how much value do you put on it? How much value do you put on your own fitness, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I had a guy yesterday was like, I'm up for it. And then he came back and said, oh, my wife doesn't really want to spend that much. I laughed. I was like, you know, this is meant to be your goal. Like,
yeah.
What's he got to do with your fucking wife? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's like, just get like, you know, this is your goal. I always find that, I don't know, not married, so maybe I know, I always find it weird when guys have to ask permission for this kind of thing.
Yeah. I doubt it happens as much the other way around.
No, that's my missus actually said the same. She's like, you should target women because they probably just, you know, they'll just buy stuff without actually asking for permission. Yeah. It's like, guys, if you have to go and ask permission, it's to like fix your health. Although, you know, I had a guy come in. This is good, interesting. Like, I've done a post about it, quite interesting from a psychological point of view. I had a guy join my program this week, and he actually had to have a sit down with his wife to explain that he was trying to get in shape to be a healthier, you know, business owner, dad and husband and all those things, not because he wanted to get rid of her and down and upgrade. I need to say downgrade. He had to literally have a conversation with his wife to say, look, I'm doing this for us and myself. I'm not doing it because I want to, you know, yeah, have a midlife crisis. Kind of, yeah. And it's quite, it's interesting to hear that there are, and this, I know I talk about this a lot, you know, there's always going to be people that you think would be supportive that will sabotage your results. And that is a good example, you know, and my missus said, she said it happens like, especially after having kids and stuff, you know, if somebody in a relationship is the insecure one, they're going to hold you back. So that's an interesting,
I used to hear it all the time from one particular client who was in a busy office. She was a girl who was overweight, and we managed to get a lot of weight off her over a few months. But she used to say that people would almost maliciously like offer her stuff in the office. Yeah. Like, you know, someone brings some cakes in,
a passive aggressive.
Oh, go on. Or you look, you know, you deserve it and all this kind of stuff. And that's the slippery slope, isn't it?
Yeah.
She said she almost used to get angry with them about it.
And a lot of time, though, they know what they're doing. And I used to say, like, a few years ago with an ex, when my mum was alive, she would say, you know, she was doing a competition. She would say, go and have a drink, it won't hurt. And that, from her, she was just didn't know any better because she just thought it wouldn't hurt. But so those people that in the office that are coming over to you and saying, go on, do it. Or like, you know, they always tease you with it.
They don't want to see you succeeding. So they want to bring you down. But it's a really unpleasant side of people, isn't it?
Yeah. And I talk about it a lot and people say it's not true. And I posted it recently on Facebook and someone was like, no, I'll get inspiration from... I didn't reply to that comment, actually. He was like, I get inspiration from seeing other people doing well. And I was like, yes, that's because you are into fitness.
Yeah.
When you're into fitness or you're into something, you get inspiration from others doing well in that. But if you're sitting at home and you are the one who wishes he could be lean, or you the female that wishes they could be, you know, toned, and your friends do it, it always surprises me that people will do that to the people that they meant to, you know, love and care for. But they do.
Yeah.
And it's important to know, because the second you know that, you can start to say to yourself, right, I need to do this for me.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
identify what's happening. You can kind of block your mind against it a bit more and think of what's the reason for this person trying to do this.
Did we cover that with Andy Lang? Did we ask him about like a jealousy or anything to do with that?
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
It would be a really interesting thing to talk about, though. That's for
sure. It would be, because, and then it wasn't, and I've had lots of people like say they got asked their wives or, you know, or they ask or talk about it, whatever. This was the first time I'd ever had somebody actually say, I'm ready to go and do this now. Either way he said it, like, I'm ready to do this now. I've spoken to my wife. She's on board. Before she wasn't. And it was the first time I thought, shit, that's a good something for as a coach to remember, or maybe those listening, be if you've got people in your life who don't want to see you succeed, they're going to really, and especially if it's someone you live with,
yeah,
they're going to, like, every time you want to have like something that's quote healthy, they're going to be like, go on, let's have a drink. And they're going to try and sabotage. You need to address that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to make it. It's going to be difficult to achieve your goal. Or at some point, you're going to resent them for it. It's going to blow up.
Yeah. Right?
So yeah, it's just interesting when he said that. I thought, I never heard anyone actually on the phone never actually said to me, like, I've already had the conversation with my wife to kind of reassure her that this isn't about basically going out and meeting someone else.
Yeah, well, and also sometimes people resent the amount of time that you're spending with that person. I mean, if you're seeing a PT three times a week, someone, either male or female, might be really resentful against that person for spending that amount of time with someone else. You know, not necessarily in a jealous way, but almost like, you know, we hardly get any time together and you're with this person three hours a week kind of thing.
Yeah, I always say that the fix for this kind of shit is communication. Same as it is in any relationship. You need to sit down with them and be like, you know, are you worried about this or worried about this? And that same with that guy, to stick with the same example, he just sat her down, they had a chat, and he just reassured her, like, you know, this is about me, actually. And when he came on the phone, he actually wasn't really that fussed about if I remember rightly, looking great or getting a six pack. He was more about, I want to be around for my kids and be a, better, have more energy for my business and be a better husband. His goals were actually very, very selfless. But but when people are insecure, they think of crazy shit. So
yeah. Making it all about themselves, basically.
So that was interesting. We'll have to ask Andy about that. It'd be interesting to see, because that's obviously, it just goes to show how many barriers to exercise there are that aren't always just about motivation or knowledge. That's quite a deep thing to unravel. If you're like, you've got like, you'd think it's, you think, oh, motivation is easy to find, or, understanding the difference between a squat and a lunge, or understanding the difference between a protein and carb. But that's quite a difficult scenario when you're saying, Raymond, I've got a partner or someone who doesn't want me to do it, or I'm in an office full of people. And I always say, I don't envy people that work in offices, because it seems like it's every fucking somebody's birthday every day. Or there's always
another cake.
There's always a So which they obviously haven't had for like the best part of the year. So I guess that's another thing, is that there may be people listening that did really well in lockdown from working at home, and now they go back into the office and they're going to be back to that. So the temptation is going to be there. So it's so interesting that some of the stuff we can cover in the next season maybe be about, coming out of lockdown.
Yeah, just some more human stories. Just talking about.
Yeah. This stuff's really. I think this stuff's very, very important, because I've said it before. You can give 100 people. And the saying, you probably know that you've had this as well. You can take 100 people who say they're committed. Give them the most perfect training plan, diet plan. Make it flexible. Give them the odd cheat day. Make sure they enjoy it. All these things, but there'll be still a percentage that just fail.
Yeah,
and you've got to look at why. It could be. Husband doesn't want them to do it, and they're giving them shit about it. like stuff you never imagine, like a husband or a wife would hold you back, but it does happen. So interesting. When that guy told me that, it was like, oh shit, I need to remember that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that brings us up to pretty much present day, doesn't it? So episode 19 was our last one with the guys. I hope everybody enjoyed that, because we certainly did, didn't we, mate?
I really enjoyed that one.
Really good chatting to those, even though it's probably out. Well, you maybe more so recently, but completely out of my kind of knowledge base. How kids, how you going to influence kids well, and how you encourage them to to just
that was a good one, because Gareth has got like 1 4-year-old, Carl just got, I think he said 10, and one's 21, and then there's me. And I jokingly said I'd acquired a couple, which a lot of people messaged me about laughing that I'd said that, but so it's quite interesting. Then you haven't got any, but you obviously have clients with them, so it was a nice mixture of kind of opinions on that. And I had quite a lot of messages about that one, people saying they really enjoyed it.
And likewise, I've had it's reflected in the downloads as well.
Of course,
quite quickly that, so
is it? I'm just agreeing with you, thinking like arrogantly agreed, of course it has, but I haven't checked.
Some of them just tick up bit by bit, and others just get a big hit first, and then and then it builds up really quickly. So that was one of them that got hit early on.
That's cool. I've enjoyed that. I enjoyed that one. We have to have them on again. Let's talk about other stuff. Somebody did ask about their podcast, and I did comment the link, but they've got a podcast that's basically called We As Start Talking, and they've branched off as some. I think they've got like We As Dads, for example. So they, like they said on the podcast, it was nice to bring a conversation about fitness and parents and food that wasn't just the science of it, like that you and I would have talked about. They brought in like more of an understanding, like kind of a psychology, and they talked about things I hadn't thought about, and a couple of people commented about some of the takeaways they got that from that one, is the language you use around your children. And again, as we were talking about it, so that was a super, I like that episode. We'll have to get, sometimes it's worth getting people on that aren't necessarily into fitness, so you or want to talk about things from a different perspective, because it
definitely
works really well from a conversation. I'm just looking, it actually has had 60 downloads, and that's more than the episode 18 already in a week. Good stuff.
Cool. So that in essence is season one, and so thanks again everyone who's listening, because we're going to take a couple of weeks just to put some ideas together for season two. And we're going to come back with some really cool interviews as well. And we're going to maybe put just a little section on the beginning where we talk about the current news, any new kind of releases in the research, or anything that's hit the headlines that's related to fitness, health, training in the 50s, 60s, whatever, anything that's relevant. That we think you'd be interested in, we're going to cover.
We're going to attempt to have some segments.
Maybe a couple of segments, rather than just us prattling on. So
yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, cool. So one thing we should probably mention quickly is our kind of obesity lifeline challenge. So we've had some really good
nominations
suggested, haven't we?
Yeah, we have had. I haven't checked the email. If anyone has emailed and not heard back from us, it's because I still haven't managed to get it to link to my Google. So I'm still having to go into the website and I just haven't got into the habit of it. But yeah, so if you haven't heard back from us, I'll do that today. But we have got some good nominations. What should we do? Should we give them until the end of the break and then we'll announce announce who's going to do it in season two, maybe the first episode. So we have a couple more weeks to kind of nominate people.
Yeah. Yeah. We did say initially maybe end of April, but we could probably do that by what is it? Yeah. So by middle of April, that'd be fine.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Well, we'll see how many we've got. If we haven't got enough, we might have to prolong it but I know we've got, from what I've seen so far, we've had quite a lot of men have referred mates. I don't know if I've seen any females yet.
Yeah, no women so far. So if you're out there and you're thinking about it, but you think, oh, maybe it wouldn't be right, you know, have another think about it because, we can guarantee we can really help this person or these people, I should say, as long as they're willing to put the work in and they're willing to listen, then, you know, we can turn this whole thing around. And with the marketing, you know, not marketing, what's the word? The promotional side of it, they just need to be willing to actually talk about it and get them on as a guest. So that's something we'd definitely do, get them both on as a guest for a chat on one of the episodes about how their journey and speaking about how they did it, basically.
Yeah, so, definitely. All right.
Cool. So again, thanks everyone. You know the deals with the supporting us. If you could share, that's be great. If you could comment, if you could like anything that's going to pass the word, we're always appreciative of that. And until season two, we'll wish you goodbye.
See you soon.
If you enjoyed this episode of Mature Muscle, please subscribe and find us on most social media. Until next time, stay shredded.